Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here. I'm back to 100%.
Yeah, how you feeling?
Good.
What did the doctor say?
All right, here's the whole saga. I can do it in 2 minutes, if
okay.
you like.
Okay, oh, minutes.
So I went to the doctor. Can you do it in one? So I went to the doctor initially. For anybody yep. who misses, I went to the doctor initially, and I went, hey, man, just so you know, I've had this really intense intermittent pain in the side of my body for like 5 days now. And he goes, what do you think it is? And I go... Well, I've had kidney stones in the past, so maybe it's kidney stones. And he went, does it feel like that? And I went, yes, it feels exactly like that. And then he went, okay, well, we've got to prove that it's kidney stones, so we're going to have to do some tests. And I said, can I do the tests here? And he said, no, you have to go and get a CT scan over here. But if you make a phone call...
Did he point to like the other side of the room?
Yes.
No, you have to go to the CT scan to my left.
At this machine here. And he's like, okay, but if you make a phone call, they can probably get you a scan today. And I go, great. And I leave and I call the number and I say, can I get a CT scan today? And they say, no, but we can get you one in 3 days from now. And they're like, okay, and it can take an hour and a half. The procedure can take up to an hour and a half. So I wait 3 days in pain and I go to the thing yep. and then I discover that the CT scan takes 4 minutes, but it's the waiting
it's
around
the
waiting that
around.
Takes, takes an hour
is.
And a half,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then like a couple more days pass and then I get a text from the doctor's office and
you
it
up?
Says, yeah, you up? Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? And it's like, your results are in, call this number. So I call the number and I say, hey, it's me. It's my so. Do you have my results? And they go, yes. And I say, can you tell me what the results are? And they go, no, you have to come in. So I go the
and
next
you're
day.
Like, is that bad?
And they're like, just
they
come
can't
in.
Say.
Exactly. They can't
in,
say. Yeah. So I go in.
But are you thinking that's bad? Or are you thinking?
No, I mean, over the next 24 hours, I'm like, this is definitely bad. But at the time, I'm like, yeah, we're fine,
what
whatever.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. So I go in and then I wait like 45 minutes in the waiting room and I go in. That I get called. It's a different doctor this time.
Nice.
And I sit down and he goes, so what seems to be the problem today?
Wow.
And I say, I've just had this CT scan and the results are in. And he goes, what do you think the problem is? And I go, I'm pretty sure it's kidney stones. And he opens up the little results tab and he goes, yeah, it's kidney stones. And then he goes, what have you been doing? And I said, just drinking a lot of water. And he goes, yeah, just keep drinking water. Great result, everyone.
And that was probably all free.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, if we were in America, that would have cost me like $5,000.
Yeah, well, I took my kid to the hospital when I was in the US. Uh-huh. I got like a random bill like months later. They're like, also, you owe us $560. We forgot to mention that yeah. on top of the thousands you already spent.
Yeah, we put a cotton bud up his nose and that cost $560.
Yeah. And another $560 to take it out, which yeah. I haven't done yet. Because I'll be damned.
That's right.
Yeah. What a saga, Mason.
I know, but
yeah.
I'm fine now.
You're fine now. Thank God. Well, make sure you drink plenty of water. Lay off the sodas, obviously. The fizzy drinks.
Not going to happen.
You got it, Mason. It's the same thing's going to happen.
I love them.
You're a dummy.
It's the Gatorade that did me.
No, it's all of it. It's all bad. Just drink water. It's the best thing you can drink.
What about?
It's the best thing you
all right,
can
fine,
drink.
Fine, I will.
Jesus.
I'm not gonna. But he can't hear me, so.
I can, and I edit this as well, so even when I, and then I'll hear it then.
He's not going to hear this in the end.
This fucking news, all right?
All right.
David Goyer has dropped out of Masters of the Universe.
Okay.
So they're going to have to find a new master to master the Masters of the Universe. Okay. Film. I didn't even write that down. That was just it's an ad lib.
Off the top of the dome. Yeah, that's incredible.
What do you think about that?
Well, I was only vaguely aware he was involved in it in the first place. Yeah. So, yeah. And then I confused him with David Ayer.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, well, that'll just mean less gang signs on Eternia. So it's irrelevant.
Grayscale sucks with an X.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm. Skeletor rules. Yeah. With a Z.
And an X. The release date is December of 2019.
Okay.
I'm doubting they're going to make that date. Also, that's Star Wars, so probably don't put... Wow. Then again, He-Man was big in the 80s, man. He-Man toys at one point were outselling Star Wars toys, apparently.
Are they currently outselling Star Wars toys?
I'd hazard a guess not.
There's just one marketing guy and his heyday. He still dresses like it's like 1987.
Oh, yeah.
And his high point on his resume was he briefly made He-Man toys outsell Star Wars toys for a day.
Yeah. Well, there's funny you should mention that. There's that show on Netflix about old toys.
Yeah, right.
And there's an episode that's all... Well, they do a Star Wars one. Mm-hmm. Then they do a He-Man one. And He-Man was... huge. Yeah. By the time I kind of realized He-Man was a thing, it was the 90s. So it was done.
For sure.
But there was a point where it was, because the Star Wars action figures were all kind of, then you know, they're like 3 inches high and they're all weedy and they're all kind of look the same and whatever.
Yeah.
But these were like Arnold Schwarzenegger kind
of. They were huge. Yeah, and they all had
weird designs.
They all had like rotating heads and one of them stank.
One of them Stinko. Stinko. Or whatever.
Skunkor. One of them, yeah.
I had Leech. He shot water.
There was a Moss Man.
Yep. Yeah. There was. They put a lot of effort into them.
That's true.
They were like a metal album cover. Yeah. But no, they're not currently outselling anything.
No.
Yeah.
Probably because they all got covered in that Stinkor stink.
Most likely, yes.
You know, nobody wants that.
But Mason, anything can come back at any point.
That's true.
Yeah, so we just got to... And I still don't know who should play He-Man. We've talked about this. Probably Chris Hemsworth.
I'm looking forward to Stinkor Masters of the Universe story.
Yeah.
Solo.
Let me think. Who could be Stinkor? Probably Johnny Depp.
Danny DeVito could be Stink... No, he'd be Orko, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would be Orko. You need someone kind of who could...
Look stinky.
And
the guy from Entourage, apparently he's quite stinky.
Adrian Grenier.
Yeah, he's apparently quite stinky.
Is he really?
That's what
I reckon. That's to ward off fans?
Oh, you think it's deliberate?
Yeah. I heard that about Robert Pattinson once. I don't know whether that's
true. That he keeps
true.
Himself stinky.
Or he did. He probably doesn't anymore. Now he's just grown a beard and does movies about shooting his brother. I don't know what he's doing. Whatever it is, that current movie is. Yeah. That's not what that movie's about.
Right.
But yeah. Anyway, do you care? Do we need to talk about He-Man anymore?
Not really, okay. But I do want to say it. It's got to be weird, though.
It's got to be weird.
If it's generic, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's got to be much weirder than the last one.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And it can't come to Earth and they can't eat KFC.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or Krispy Kreme.
Is that in that one?
No, that was in Power Rangers.
I was too. Mason, Michael Bay is apparently in very early negotiations to direct the Lobo movie. Warner Brothers and DC. Warner Brothers.
Now, you know what that was? That was just an exercise. At what point do I put the deep sigh in? I just you said Michael Bay and I just charged one up. And then I didn't know what this was going to be in regards to.
Yeah.
And then I was just going to wait till to see what you said and then just be like, oh, now it's good. Ugh.
Warner Brothers and DC see Lobo as their answer to Deadpool. Because yet again, they've learned the wrong lesson from this.
Sure.
Initially, somehow, this was going to be a $200 million film.
Wow.
Why would you put that much money into Lobo? Also, they should have cast Jason Momoa. They blew it.
Oh, for sure. Because
he's already Aquaman. You blew it. I quite like him as Aquaman.
Oh, yeah.
But nah, you missed a trick there, mate.
There's very few people left who could be Lobo. Unless because there's been different variations of Lobo.
Yeah, but you don't want to do the weird skinny hipster one.
He started a skinny Lobo. Then over the years, he became enormous. And then the last like couple of years, they tried skinny Lobo again.
Yeah,
but I think the only one that works is the absolutely enormous.
Ridiculous one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently...
maybe somebody from Game of Thrones?
Who else from Game of Thrones? Yeah, exactly. The Mountain from Game of Thrones.
Right. But can he actually act?
Probably not. He's all like, I throw a log! Like when you see interviews in real life.
That's that guy. Yeah.
He seems like a very nice and enormous man. But he's... he's upsetting to look at for me because of what I've seen him do.
Yeah, right.
Like, he's scary.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. You know?
And that's, he's only like, he's like 27.
That's probably how interviewers go into, like, they go into an interview, like, assuming at some point he's gonna hug him too hard and crush him to death.
Yeah, that's it. Apparently, Warner Brothers also decided that this $200 million was a bad idea.
Uh-huh.
That is correct. And so did Michael Bay, and a rewrite is happening to scale it down, and the guy who wrote Wonder Woman is working on that.
So Michael Bay wanted to scale something down.
Yeah, kind of shocking. But I think when you look at Deadpool, if you're going to make this your version of Deadpool, you're going to fuck this up, by the way, Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But
yeah.
If you give it to Michael Bay.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. But you don't need $200 million to do this character.
No.
Deadpool was 70 or 60 or whatever.
I mean,
it was.
That being
about
said,
it.
Lobo, I think, works a lot better when he's like interstellar bounty hunting. Like,
yeah.
So if they went like Guardians of the Galaxy style.
Yeah, sure, but you wouldn't
but
need.
Michael Bay can't do that.
No, of course he can't.
Because Guardians of the Galaxy is funny and self aware
yeah.
and somewhat brisk.
Yeah.
So, and he can't do any of those things. No. So.
I mean, maybe you do it like you do it Interstellar, but you do it with like a Riddick budget, you know?
Yeah, right.
You do something like that if you do it. But also you can bring him to Earth and he can be chasing a bounty here. You could easily do that.
That's true.
Maybe you start with that one and then you go from there. But uh-huh. I know Warner Brothers are looking to rebuild their DC universe. There was just news today that actually this time last year, Zack Snyder was fired and everybody kind of knew, but no one was allowed to say anything. That
right.
just kind of came out. But do not turn to Michael Bay.
No, for sure.
Like, the only reason the Transformers movies do well is because they are Transformers and, you know, people want to see Transformers even though there's not a lot of transforming in those movies anymore.
Yeah.
Michael Bay was kind of on the out before he made those movies. Like, he did, like, Armageddon did well.
Yep.
But he also did Pearl Harbor and he did The Island.
Yeah, right.
And I think The Island is fine. It's,
sure,
not, it's
right.
certainly not his worst
but
film.
But when was the last time you saw The Island?
Yeah, well,
when
a very
came
long
out?
Time, exactly. But I just don't think he's the one.
Yeah.
To...
And I think the Transformers movies are an absolute triumph of marketing in the sense that they were like, put it on every billboard, give us 100 ads a day, give us ads at like petrol pumps for Transformers. Just keep throwing money at it and just make it back. And they've taken the lesson from that is Michael Bay makes successful movies,
yeah.
but he doesn't.
No.
He was just there when they made.
Yeah. It's like
movies.
Saying, like, I remember seeing an interview that with Shia LaBeouf and they were like, hey, you've done these amazing blockbusters that have done really well. No, but he did Indiana Jones and
yeah,
that's
right.
going to do well. He did Transformers because that's going to do really well. Like, you're looking at the wrong thing here.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, hey, he could probably, but Michael Bay does quips and sass really well, doesn't he? Just like Deadpool. Can you imagine a Deadpool version of but Michael Bay? How obnoxious would that be? Deadpool
Wait,
walks...
a Michael Bay version of Deadpool or a Deadpool version of Michael Bay? Where are you going with that? Because either of those is a nightmare.
Either is a nightmare.
Me.
But
yeah.
Deadpool...
Mark Wahlberg is Deadpool.
Yeah.
Oh.
He could be Lobo, actually, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
The worst, though.
The Rock would be a good Lobo.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but anyway. He's already cast. But...
You know what there should be? There should just be, like, at a Hollywood casting place, there should just be a big cardboard cutout.
Mm.
Like, it's an enormous cardboard cutout of a man. And if The Rock can fit through it, he gets that role. But if you're too small,
too small yeah.
you go down a different corridor, you get every other. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't know how that would work, but I think it should.
I think for me, Deadpool, it's so close to being obnoxious and irritating for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not yet.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that he can walk that line.
No, for sure.
He doesn't
no.
even know where it is. So I just, yeah.
Get anyone.
That's your advice.
I was gonna try and think of somebody specifically, but I just thought Michael Bay, and I just went, "What's the opposite of that? Anyone? Get Seth Rogen. Get bloody the Lord and Miller guys.
Yep.
Get anyone.
Get anyone.
Anyone who's
get
funny.
The guy who did the first Deadpool, because now he's doing Terminator.
Yeah,
whatever.
Right.
He's not doing Deadpool anymore. Anyway, bad idea. Good luck.
Yeah,
it's not confirmed yet. Anyway, it's early days. More DC news, according to Variety, so you can take this as a bloody... to take it to the bank, Mason.
I'll take it right to the bank.
Give it to the teller. You won't be getting any change, though, so just so you know.
Huh.
I don't know how banks work. I don't.
Was I purchasing something in the bank?
Yeah. You. Yeah.
Stamps? Stamps. Was I buying stamps in the bank?
Yeah. You're getting the little Dolomite account bags.
Oh, for sure. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nobody understands that. It's such a very specific Australian reference.
There must be an American version of that. When we were kids,
yeah.
One of the banks.
The bank got into our schools.
Got into
somehow.
Our schools and had it. And here's the thing. The idea was that every week you put in like a dollar or something into this account. And it was
Dolomite.
Well, see, that's the thing, because the mascot were these things called the Dolomites, who were these little alien creatures. But surely
they were eating money, or they loved money.
I don't know. Capitalism. But it only occurred to me as a grown up that they must have been named after Dolomite, the blaxploitation character.
I don't think Australia would. Well,
I think
we're
somebody
aware
of
that
did.
At all. You think?
Yeah, I think somebody did. Yeah. If you're listening to this and you've created the Dolomites, get back to us.
Please do.
How do we get onto this? What's going on?
I said take this to the bank.
Anyway, when I was a kid, I didn't have a Dolomite account.
I didn't have one
either. Yeah. And I remember at the end of like sixth grade, all the kids cashed out their Dolomite accounts. Like at the end of the...
Was it like $14 or something?
Exactly. And I didn't get anything. And everybody else went on a crazy spending spree. And I'm like... Well, I never had this, so...
How much money did they have, though, like, realistically?
I have no idea.
Couldn't have been that much.
No.
Anyway, now you've got a great podcast, Mason.
That's true.
And they're probably... I don't know.
They're probably merchant bankers now.
They probably are. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So, according to Variety, Joaquin Phoenix has agreed to play the Joker in Todd Phillips... in the Todd Phillips-directed Martin Scorsese-produced Joker origin film.
Okay, then.
We're getting a new Joker set in a new universe... Fan art's gone bloody rampant, Mason. I bet you can imagine it.
Yep.
None of it's going to look like how it's going to eventually end
Absolutely
up.
Absolutely not.
I wonder what weird thing they'll do to his face or hair. You could probably just do a regular version of the Joker because we haven't really seen that on screen since Nicholson. But Nicholson was like 74 years old.
Correct.
So you could probably
And he remains 74
years
old.
Yeah, he does somehow. Yeah. But I think you could just do the regular Joker. But what do you think? Joaquin Phoenix,
yeah.
How's his smile, Mason?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
That's very Joaquin Phoenix.
Thank you. Yeah.
Would they incorporate the cleft palate?
I think you'd have
Would they give him a vertical, like...
I don't want any more cut-in smiles or weird teeth,
uh-huh.
Like metal teeth.
Do you want the Nicholson Joker that he had the fixed teeth?
I mean, that barely worked then. Yeah, I would argue that it didn't.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it was weird, and I guess it did, but no.
Uh-huh.
I don't want any of that.
Or do you want makeup or do you want white face?
Do you want
bleached face?
I think it's going to be like a gritty, realistic version. I think because it's a Scorsese film and it's a gangster film, it's going to be like...
Albino. Albino?
Could be an albino,
that?
Yeah.
Albino, right.
Yeah, maybe there was... Because we've talked about this before. Maybe there was a story about that. That's how he started. Like he grew up that way and then...
Okay, all right. My money's on albino.
Okay.
Because they can't do... Scorsese is not going to say, yeah, throw him in some toxic waste.
Yeah.
They're not going to do the damage and the tattoos. I reckon he's going to be an albino.
Yeah. This universe is, who knows where this is going, Mason.
Yeah, right.
If they're going to do standalone stuff, why not? Why
do you think he's going to have like a purple and orange and green satin tuxedo?
I really hope with a little
pussy's bow?
Oh, please. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So I think we're going to get like the gangster version. That's what I think we're going to get.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we're... Like nothing like Legend, nothing like.
Uh-huh.
If it's closest to anything, it'll probably be 89, I guess. In looks wise, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
How much Batman do you think we're gonna get?
None. I don't think we're gonna get any.
That's
Batman.
Weird.
Well, it's a Joker origin, Mason. Batman's not in the Joker. He is. He's in it, isn't he?
Yeah.
He plays a pivotal role in most incarnations.
Yep, almost every version. Potential and imagined, he's in all of them. He's in the movie versions, he's in the comic versions.
He is. So this is the director of The Hangover, but it's also...
The director of The Hangover 3 and 2.
Exactly, so... But hey, why not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the last one didn't really work for me, so... Yeah, do this one.
They're never not gonna... Wait, I lost my train of thought there. They're never not gonna stop making them.
Correct.
They're never going to stop making them.
They'd have to make five in a row that don't work.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, they probably should have rested it a bit longer. But
Let's have two Joker origin movies a year.
Exactly. That's exciting though, isn't it?
Hmm.
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. We'll find out. Mm-hmm. David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, the men who are behind the showrunners for Game of Thrones,
Yes.
a hugely successful television series, Mason. You are familiar with
them? I'm somewhat familiar, yes.
It's on HBO.
Yes. It stands for Home Box Office.
Does it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know I could learn anything on this show.
You've learned something, let me tell you.
Anyway, they're going to be writing and producing a series of Star Wars films. Mason.
Oh.
This is separate from the Rian Johnson thing. This is separate from the anthology films, presumably.
Yep.
This is separate from the main stories which are running at the moment.
Uh-huh.
So this is going to be a new trilogy or series of films from the Game of Thrones guys. I guess they aren't doing their Where Slavery Was Never Abolished movie.
Oh, yeah,
TV
for sure.
Series. I guess that's not
probably for the best.
Yeah, I guess. I think there was too much backlash for that, and people were like, you're not the people to do this. And so I think they just went, you know what, maybe we won't.
Imagine a universe in which black people have a rough time of it. Imagine that. Who can imagine it? Not me or this, us two white guys. We certainly couldn't imagine it. I think everybody's doing fine from our perspective anyway.
But look,
what do you mean we can't do it anymore? Give us Star Wars? Sure, we'll take it.
Yeah, so they're doing Star Wars.
Great.
There is some controversy here. A lot of people are crying out that there's more white men at Disney, and Kathleen Kennedy, you know, she talks a big game of like,
right,
I want to bring in female directors and female creators, but literally every person who's ever directed or even been kicked off a Star Wars film
what
has
about
been a white guy.
Veronica Howard.
Who's that?
Ron Howard.
No, that's Ron Howard.
Oh, he's Ron Howard. Okay, right. I thought Ron was short for Veronica.
No. I mean, good try.
That's,
you tried to teach me something else this podcast, didn't you?
Yeah.
But the thing is, Star Wars, they can't win either way. Because if they had come out and said, we've got this female director or whatever, the people who did The Handmaid's Tale to do Star Wars, people would be like, well, this is just an SJW, whatever. Like, they're going to get this backlash.
Right, I see.
No matter who it was.
Uh-huh.
But also, there are, like, the Lucasfilm story group is, I think it's majority female and whatever, and regardless of what you think of the story group. So that's where that is. Some people love it. Some people think more Kevin Feige, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Just get one person to kind of steer the ship as opposed to a boardroom.
It's Kavina Feige.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Yeah, no, I am learning things.
Yeah, you're learning, yeah.
But apparently they've come out and said there are more diverse creators lined up for Star Wars projects. Just hold your horses, Mason.
I'm going to hold my horses,
you don't have
but
to
not
worry
for much
about
longer.
That. No, you don't have to. You can get them ready.
Yeah.
Get their shoes on so they're ready to bolt.
Okay.
So then, yeah. Okay?
Yes.
Good. Also, there's a few series in development of Star Wars for the streaming service. So it's not just the one.
So are they writing like a series of movies and they're all going to come out, or are they writing a series and they're going to pick a couple?
That's a very good question.
Isn't it though?
I don't know. I didn't like what's the year? What's the time frame on this?
Yeah,
because
right.
If Rian Johnson's doing a trilogy,
yes,
and these guys are doing it, say a trilogy.
Yeah.
Does that mean we get ones like year on year off?
Yeah.
Like how does that work?
Trilogy?
Or
exactly,
are they going to film everything at once and then we'll get the Game of Thrones one in May and the Rian Johnson one in December and then May and then December? Like,
do you think these guys are maybe doing Old Republic stuff?
I think that would probably be a safe bet,
yeah,
because they deal
because
with,
as we know, Game of Thrones is set in the past.
It's set in the past, exactly. It's a
distant past,
it's an
of Earth.
Accurate retelling.
Mm.
It's
the stuff from the Bible.
Stuff from the Bible, most of it, yeah, mm, exactly. But they're not up to Noah yet, are they, in the
no
series? Yeah, they must be getting close.
Yeah. Remember when Moses went up the mountain?
Yeah.
It was the mountain.
Oh, it was the mountain.
It was the mountain.
He climbed a man.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly, good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how this is going to work. I mean, maybe also some of these movies are going to go to streaming services. We don't know, Mason, because that's the
if
trend.
They're garbage, maybe they'll go straight to streaming.
Handball them off, Mason.
Yeah. Maybe somebody will pay $50 million for one. And then it'll just be on streaming.
Yeah.
And then there'll be a lot of hype.
Maybe.
And there'll be a novel delivery system where they go, hey, here's the trailer and now it's out.
Yeah.
But then it's no good.
Do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Do you think there's precedent for it though?
Tough to say.
It is tough to say, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, one more bit of Star Wars news. The Solo trailer came out last week.
Oh.
We saw the Super Bowl TV spot.
Yep.
And then we saw the trailer. They showed a bit more of Alden Ehrenreich.
Yes, they sure did.
And his hair is... It is. And
it's not accurate.
Not accurate. That's fine, I guess.
Yep. I don't think it is, though.
Just give him a crew cut. Yeah. He could have a different crew cut. Yeah. Donald Glover looks fucking nothing like Lando. Yes. He's got different hair. He's got different facial hair.
Yeah, right.
He looks nothing like him.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to have the hair.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, whatever. Okay.
He just has to act like Han Solo.
That's it.
Yeah.
Did you get that vibe, though, that he was acting like Han Solo?
Not that much.
I didn't get a lot of it.
No.
Well, apparently he's more idealistic in this. And of course, people grow and change and whatever.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
But and I
they certainly grow their hair out, so they could have had it shorter earlier in life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think there's a good chance that it will be totally fine.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
they'll salvage something out of it because Disney are good at that.
Yeah, for
they
sure.
They don't release a lot of bombs. They do.
Yeah.
But
something that has been well salvaged out of it already. Mm. I don't know if you saw this. There's a guy on Twitter. I think his Twitter handle is Electro Lemon. Yeah. I retweeted it in my Twitter feed. It's just he's done like a Childish Gambino Lando rap.
Yeah, right.
It's very good.
It's very good stuff.
It's on point.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on point. Childish Gambino doesn't really rap like that anymore, I don't think, but...
Does he rap at all anymore?
Yeah.
Because who knows what that guy's doing?
Who knows what he's up to? Well, maybe Childish Gambino's over. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's there. Anyway,
it's good stuff.
Okay.
It's a good week for novelty raps based on various sci-fi properties. If you also go to Twitter and you just look up Orc Cop...
Yeah.
There is one of my favorite YouTubers is Lindsay Ellis, who used to be the Nostalgia Chick, and she did a breakdown video about the Netflix show Bright.
Yeah. It's really interesting.
It is. Yeah. And I watched that longer than I watched the actual.
Did you not finish Bright?
No.
Yeah, you don't need to. You saw the
Yeah, exactly. Thing. I saw the thing. But yeah, and it's about world building and what have you, but she got somebody to put together a Will Smith style rap called Orc Cop, and it's so good. It's very good.
Yeah. What do you think of that universe?
It's bad.
Yeah.
Like I said, it reminds me of The Invention of Lying.
Yeah.
In the sense that how is it that their Earth is exactly the same as our Earth, even though thousands of years ago this other event happened that supposedly changed everything? Why is it still Los Angeles?
Good point. And one of those points in that video was a minor thing where one of the Mexican cops says, we still get shit for the Alamo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not an expert on that side of history. I barely know my own history here.
Uh-huh.
But even in my head, I'm like, is that a thing? I didn't think that. Okay, sure. I mean, apparently it's just not a thing.
Right, uh-huh.
That nobody's blaming the Mexicans for the Alamo.
Right.
Anyway,
Orc Cop. And Lando Rap.
Get Lando Rap. But what did you think of the solo trailer, though? Like, I think it's got some good imagery. It's got that Rogue One grayness.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
I don't like that. That was the Rogue One look. It doesn't need to go... Because if... The original Star Wars has a lot of color in it, and that's because they go from world to world. Like, Yavin's really bright, and it's got a giant red planet next to it, you know what I mean? And the Death Star's obviously very gray, Tatooine's yellow. I'm just naming colors, Mason.
Name a thing that's blue.
I can't in that movie.
Mm.
No, I can't. But do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and maybe it's probably not all like that. There's probably some exceptions,
right.
But why is it so washed out?
Mm, yeah.
And the aesthetic looks good and whatever. Like it all looks like Star Wars. And I think it turned out, I missed this in my trailer breakdown Mason. Feel free to check it out.
Oh, for sure.
But Amelia, there's a shot with Amelia Clarke and him in the speeder. And it looks like that she's poor at that point. So I think maybe they knew each other. And then they catch up again later. And
oh, and she's rich.
She's rich.
That's why she's wearing the cape.
Yeah. Or she's a con person or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And she's like, I know what you really like. And he's like,
Lando doesn't get any dialogue in this.
This should be a Lando movie.
Yeah.
It should be a Lando movie. And just a little Han Solo.
Actually, that's not true.
Yeah.
At the end, they're flying through the asteroid field with the monsters or whatever, and he goes, ah!
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be a Lando movie.
It should be a Lando movie. Yeah. Because I think people are less attached to Lando as
And there's not Han there's
Solo,
not
yeah.
enough Lando. We haven't had
Yeah.
We haven't had four movies of Lando to know his personality and his look and his whatever.
You just got to get a cool guy for Lando.
Yeah.
It's different. I don't know why, but recasting Lando is different than recasting Han Solo. Maybe it's because Harrison Ford is a more well-known actor. But also, Billy Dee Williams hasn't shown up in the new Star Wars. We haven't seen Lando except for like Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
And that new Star Wars game is in that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it should have been a Lando movie. But hey, whatever.
But I think, is it because...
Also, that Lando comic's really good. People love that comic.
So is it because the only time we see Lando, he's kind of playing a character because he's like, he wants to, you know, fool, you know, he's playing both sides against the other, whatever. So we don't know what his real personality is like in a way.
Sure.
Well, so you can just give him a solo movie and be like, he's actually like this. Ta-da.
Just give him cool clothes.
Give him cool clothes.
Yeah.
V-neck.
V-neck.
V-neck with a lace. Yeah. A cape. Give him a cape.
I think it's also interesting to see Lando growing up as opposed, well, not even growing up, a young Lando as opposed to Solo. Because there's parallels between like young Han Solo and young Luke, because they're both poor and orphans and whatever. But Lando, he's this kind of swindler con man and he likes fancy stuff, and you know what I mean? And we've seen him, and like that kind of swindler as opposed to...
Exactly.
You know, like, it might be a bit
He'd
different.
Only suck weird blue milk out of the teat of like the fanciest of one of those...
whatever those things are.
Sea monster things. You know?
Yeah. Anyway, but it could
the
be
equivalent of the beluga caviar of sucking blue milk out of a teat.
But
yes.
But
open mind.
It could really be great.
That's true.
So let's just see. I don't want any movies to be bad.
No.
Some of them I do.
I don't want any movies to be bad because we've got limited time left.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Speaking of movies that could very well be bad.
Hello.
I don't think this will be bad necessarily. But that Venom trailer is no good.
It's absolutely no good.
What were they thinking?
So this is the teaser.
Yeah.
Does that mean we'd be getting... When do you think we're getting another trailer?
Probably in a couple months.
I would say Damage Control. They should put out another one like next week.
No, you got to wait. You got to let it kind of cool down a bit. So it doesn't seem like it's Damage Control.
Now, I was going to do this, but then I didn't have the time. And also, it turns out I don't interact with that many people in real life.
Yeah.
But... Here's an idea. What I'd like everybody out there to do is get the Venom trailer on your phone.
Yep.
Don't give any context. Show it to a friend of yours or like a family member or something, somebody who doesn't know anything about superhero movies or they're not into it or whatever.
Yeah.
Show them the trailer so there's no wrong answers. What is this movie about? And see what their reaction is.
Absolutely.
Because I think a lot of people will be like, is it about a guy who has cancer?
Is this another one of those Jason Bourne movies without Jason Bourne?
Yeah.
Right. Like, what is this?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
It's a great experiment. If people could get back to us on doing that
just
would
send,
be
Just send us
really
an email, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com, or just tweet me.
Or if you're watching this on the YouTube, leave a comment.
Yeah.
Hit us up on Twitter.
I would like to know what people, like the layperson, if you don't know who Venom is, you don't know who he ties into Spider-Man, what do you think this trailer is about?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it you might think it's a guy, it looks kind of like a guy and he's been in a train crash and then he's recovered, but now he's has seizures.
Yeah, he got hit in the head too
hard. Is it a Silver Linings Playbook situation?
What we do see in this trailer, I watched it once and then went, well, I don't have to do a trailer breakdown for that. Yeah, that's great. Uh-huh. And then I just watched it again before we started recording.
Uh-huh.
There's a meteor crash, it looks like. So I guess that's the Venom goo arriving on Earth.
Uh-huh.
I would have thought maybe they would have gone grow it in a lab for this or whatever. Maybe they still do. You see a bit of the black goo.
You see the goo in the vial of goo. You see a guy who appears to have some sort of weird mutton chop facial hair situation.
Is he in the vial of goo shot?
Yeah, he's in the vial of goo shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we see some black SUVs getting flipped and spun about in a car chase because it's 2018 and that's what happens in movies.
We see Tom Hardy just go through on a motorcycle and then just SUVs flip around him. I don't understand what's going on there.
Is he telekinetic? Because there's bits also where you see desks move.
Maybe that's on the second viewing of this, I thought maybe that's deliberately misleading. Maybe when he's driving past on the motorcycle, there's some tendrils coming out, and that's flipping the truck. But they haven't put those in.
Show us that.
Well, then they wanted some surprises, and by surprises, I mean showing us literally anything would be too much, wouldn't it? At this point, give us something. Give us literally 1 millimeter of black ooze coming up from his neck.
You can see the black veins in his neck.
Yeah,
but that's not enough.
That's not enough.
See it like come out from his eyes. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. See it cover his hand.
Yep.
Do literally anything. But don't you think that would be interesting if there's all, you know, he's screaming in an MRI and he's like, everybody's got a blah, 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 whatever. And then the last shot is him speeding through on a motorcycle and the tendrils come off him and he flips some cars.
Yeah, that would be
awesome. And then that's the end of the trailer. Yeah. That's all you need to really
Unless
do.
Unless the villain is has telekinesis or something.
Yeah,
like
maybe
that's, but it's... I was under the impression the villain was Carnage.
I think Carnage is in it, but we don't know. It might be like a... They will set it up at the end and that kind of thing. Yeah, that's my understanding.
Well, then my guess would be that the villain in this is one of the innumerable Spider-Man villains that they haven't used yet who has telekinesis.
Great. Mysterio. He doesn't really have that, does he? No.
It's true.
Just one of the many of them. But, okay, to Sony's credit.
Maybe it's the Trapster.
It could be the Trapster.
He's shot out some glue. He's glued those trucks. He's glued those trucks, then he's pulled the glue away, and he's flipped the trucks.
I think, and we've talked
Paste
about this.
Paste Pot Pete used to be his name.
Was he a Marvel guy?
He was a Fantastic Four villain, I think, and then okay. He rebranded as the Trapster.
Very good. Mm-hmm. That's probably a smart move.
Yeah.
But we gave Sony a lot of grief for showing the entire Spider-Man Homecoming film, a movie that I ended up really enjoying,
yeah, that's
despite
true.
Knowing the entire plot. Uh-huh. I think they went, let's just pull right back.
Yeah, but speaking of, that's the way you do a good teaser.
Mm.
I'm talking about the Civil War trailer.
Yes.
Where you end with Spider-Man
this is the
on
thing
the roof
you're
of the
watching.
Truck,
yeah.
And he's holding the shield, and he's like, "Hey, everybody!" And you're like, "That's a moment,
exactly."
Like people remember that. What are people going to remember in this?
Screaming,
flipping trucks,
screaming,
yeah,
mutton chops
guy.
Yeah, not good.
No.
I mean, they've got plenty of time to salvage it, but
yeah, for sure,
not a good start.
And I think, like, based on that, those disparate things. Bearing in mind, I'm aware that it is a Venom movie and whatever.
Mm.
Like, watching that again, I'm like, actually, this could be quite interesting.
I agree.
It looks great.
Yeah, I like Tom Hardy.
I like the idea. There was, you know, there's very much some, like, this man on the run kind of vibe, which looked good.
Yeah.
And it looked like the action is going to be fast-paced and kind of interesting. But if you could have shown us him doing anything Venom-y, that would have been
nice. You don't
have
to show Venom. You don't have to show the big snappy jaws yet. You can hold on to that, obviously.
Maybe they haven't finished the Venom design.
Maybe they're
literally like, we don't know what he's supposed to look like yet. Because, like, do they want to give him the Agent Venom suit where it's armored, or do they want to give him the giant snappy jaws thing?
Right.
They have to give him the giant snappy jaws thing,
I think so. I wouldn't mind seeing Agent Venom, though, but I think maybe you can do both. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's
the tooth.
The sharp tooth.
Oh, yes.
Very good. I want more trailer to talk about, Mason.
It's good that we both know when a thing we did was very good.
Deadpool.
Because God knows nobody out there thinks it's very good.
Only
us in the moment know that us just giving a bit of a snap to the teeth directly in the microphone was in fact
it was very good. It was very good. Deadpool 2 also got its trailer.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Do you think this movie might be called Untitled Deadpool Sequel?
As a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I think that would be a good title.
That'd be funny, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of this trailer?
You look pretty good.
I liked it.
Cable is not as imposing as I thought he'd be.
Well, as I did in my trailer breakdown video,
yes.
Josh Brolin is 5'10",
uh-huh.
which is like my height,
yeah.
And Cable in the comics is 6'8".
Yeah, right,
so
exactly.
So it's nearly a foot.
He's 6'8", tall and wide.
Exactly, yeah.
So.
Mm. So.
I mean, he looked good, but there was also a moment where he's like tumbling off a car or something like that, and he has this confused old man look, where he's like, oh no.
I think the humor for Cable is going to come from he's humorless.
Yes.
And I think that could really work.
I think the idea that he is so grim and he's going to get
this horrible place.
And he's going to get all these stupid indignities visited upon him by Deadpool.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
Maybe that's the key there, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
But the arm looks good.
Agreed.
Fight sequences are looking pretty good.
Agreed.
Mm.
That kid from Hunt for the Wilder People looks good.
He's giving the finger, that's nice.
Bit of Domino.
Yeah.
We see some other characters as well. Apparently that is Shatterstar on the helicopter.
Okay.
And there's GW Bridge. And the other one we're not sure of. I think I took a punt at it, but I think I'm probably wrong.
Okay, right.
Did I say it was again? I can't remember.
Man, they're bringing back all the
ones that nobody wants to use.
Sure.
All the crap a lot.
GW Bridge, Black Cable.
Yeah, like exactly, yeah. Or I was going to say Black Nick Fury, but there is a Black Nick Fury now.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. But no, I think it's good. Again, as I said earlier, it walks the line for being unbearable. And
yes.
Everything I've seen so far is like, no, this looks like it's going to be good as well.
Yeah.
So great.
Nice.
Yeah. Anything else to say about that?
Nah, that'll do it.
Yeah, well, there's a bloody... I did a trailer breakdown, Mason, so you can check it out if you want.
Oh, well.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mason, yes. It's time to talk about Cloverfield Paradox.
Hooray!
The Cloverfield Paradox. Now, last week, we didn't know anything about it yet.
That's true.
It had just come out.
It had literally come out. There was an ad for it at the Super Bowl, and then they were like, now it's on Netflix.
Yep.
Ta-da.
As soon as everybody's crying at the end of the Super Bowl because dreams can't come true and whatever.
That's right.
That's when you know it's up. Mm-hmm. And you said to me that...
Oh, what did I bloody say?
Was this a rushed release, and did they bump it to Netflix because it was bad?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like... Nah, maybe not, but it turns out that there's a very good chance that you were right.
Yes.
And that is the situation here.
Finally, I got one.
Do you want to do non-spoilers then spoilers?
There's not a lot to say.
Because it's everything that I have to say about this is spoilers.
Same, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, very briefly, non-spoilery. Here's the thing. I really like the first two Cloverfield movies. And I like
Me
them.
Too, yeah.
I like them for different reasons.
Yes.
I like the first one because look, and found footage stuff is kind of overdone now. But at the time, I think it was quite
2008,
innovative.
2008, agreed.
Yeah, it was quite innovative. Though I thought the monster looked great.
Yeah, I still think that's a good design. Yeah.
Characters were good. I liked the self-contained nature of the whole situation. And the second one was innovative as well.
Yes.
I think. And the second one, it was just a well-written thriller. And it had some really good performances, especially John Goodman.
Absolutely.
More like Great Actorman.
Yeah, you should change his name to...
John Great Actorman.
John Great Actorman, yeah.
But everyone was great in that, and so I didn't go into this new one going, well, it's got to have... You know, and I also feel like...
Because it can be anything.
Yeah, the Cloverfield universe isn't defined yet.
No.
So I wasn't going in like, well, it's got to have giant monsters, and it's got to have this, and it's got to be the whatever. I was just, all going into this, I'm like, all it needs is a kind of an unsettling vibe.
Yes.
And it needs...
A sci-fi element.
Yeah, sci-fi element, and it just has to be a good movie.
Yes.
And I feel it didn't deliver on any of that. It wasn't a unsettling vibe. It was a cliched vibe.
Yep.
The whole thing. It was just every predictable...
I'd say there were some minor unsettling moments, but they were undercut by what is happening.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Not in terms of like, oh, this is a great mystery, as in how does any of this add up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it absolutely does not.
Mm.
And it's a good cast.
It's a great cast. And it looks good.
I think this is one of these movies. And again, I have no idea how movies are made, but I'm pretty sure this is one of the movies where everybody signed on because they were tricked by everybody else signing on.
Yeah, right.
Like they were like, oh, Daniel Brühl's in this, great, I'll sign on. Oh, Chris O'Dowd, he's funny, I'd like to work in a movie with him, I'll sign on.
What's her name from Black Mirror or whatever?
Exactly.
The Gold Girl from, not the Golden Girls, from Guardians 2.
Yeah,
she's
right.
in it.
They're all in it.
Yeah. The Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
That Australian lady's in it.
That Australian lady.
Elizabeth Debicki, she's in...
Yeah, that's the gold one.
Oh, yeah, she's the gold lady. Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh. All in all, I didn't hate it.
Yep.
Because it's not... There are worse movies, but it's pretty disappointing.
Okay, here's the question, though. Okay, I did hate it.
Okay.
If this weren't Cloverfield branded, if somebody was like, hey, you should check out God Particle on Netflix, how far do you think you would have gotten through it before switching it off?
I probably would have just left it on and done, which is what I end up doing. Left it on and then started to edit.
Because last week you were like, man, I'm going to set aside, down and I'll set aside the time and watch this whole thing.
No, like towards like the last 40 minutes I went, I get it. Nah, right. I'm not.
Yeah,
not really.
I think if this would, if we're just called God Particle and it had like Netflix exclusive,
yeah,
I would have watched.
I probably wouldn't watch it at all.
Yeah, I would have watched 10 minutes and I would have been like, oh, this, maybe
not. It looks good.
Yeah, it looks.
I mean, Netflix, at the very least, Netflix paid $50 million for it.
So that was in a, they didn't pay $50 million to make it.
No, this was made independently.
They paid $50 million for this.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. I don't know what they pay for a regular series or a movie generally.
Hopefully it's less than this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In future, it's going to be less than this, yeah. I feel.
I just think Netflix, I like the model that they're doing,
uh-huh.
but it's dangerous when you just buy something. It has to buy good stuff.
Yeah.
What are you buying this for? Because there is there's some real crap on Netflix.
Yeah, right.
And you don't want to hype up this thing, Cloverfield 3, and then it be as crap as this was.
Yeah. And also, another thing I was going to say before we get into spoilers is they have very awkwardly shoehorned this into the Cloverfield.
It's, and I've actually got an email about that.
I didn't look into this. I don't know if 10 Cloverfield Lane was originally built from the ground up to be a Cloverfield film, or if it was just a script lying around and they went, hey, let's make it Cloverfield-y. Yeah. But whichever it was, it works in that universe. It feels like...
It works also because there's no hard and fast connection.
Yes.
So it doesn't have to connect.
Yeah.
But this makes a decision to connect.
To connect and it doesn't work.
Botches it.
So badly.
Yeah. I mean, I get what they're doing, but it's not good.
But again, I don't think they even had to do that.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. I think I think it's one of those things where if it was a better movie, I would go... Oh, okay, they've linked it. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But considering it was no good, I'm like, well, don't throw us this this bone at, and just, oh, it's part of the Cloverfield universe. See, that's why you have to like it now.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, worst movie ever.
Worst movie ever, agreed. Mm.
But it's free on Netflix, so we insist you check it out.
Yeah, you absolutely should. Anyway, spoilers, full spoilers. I think it starts promising.
Okay, 10 Cloverfield Lane was originally called The Cellar.
Yep.
It was unrelated.
Okay, and they tacked on the alien fight at the end of
it. But it worked.
I agree.
Again, Cloverfield Lane was a tense thriller for me, which was either slightly too long or slightly too short, depending on your perspective.
Agreed.
Mm.
I think it starts okay.
Yes.
I think, this is an interesting setup. The world's gone to shit. It's 2028 or whatever it's supposed to be.
Yes.
I didn't buy that this woman who lost her kids, I didn't buy that performance.
Yeah, right.
As it, and the way that she was put together as a human being.
Oh, yeah, spoilers now. We're in spoiler territory. Okay.
But okay, so she lost her kids in a fire which she caused.
Uh-huh.
And she seems relatively okay with that for a lot of this. And I just can't imagine.
Yes.
I mean, as a father, Mason, maybe this is
different for you. Oh, no, we're in the segment.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the higher calling for her is she's gone. Like, she still seems to have a very functional relationship with her husband somehow, even though she killed their kids.
Yeah, right.
By accident.
Sure.
And then she, I guess she wants to go to space and save the Earth or whatever by doing a God particle.
Yes.
With a big turny ball in a...
Turny collider.
In a big light.
Light thing.
Yeah. Okay, Mason, sorry, I forgot.
Oh, yes.
What do you think the story was?
Oh, no, it's too late, though. You've mostly done it. The same thing. They're going to go into space. They have to turn on a super collider in space. And if it works,
Well, the superpowers of the Earth are turning against each other because there's lack of fossil fuels and whatnot. And everyone's on the verge of invading everyone else.
But then they turn on the thing and wacky stuff happens.
Well, they turn it on, then nothing happens.
Yeah.
And they're all like, good on you, Daniel Brühl, you fuckwit. Get your fucking God particle in check, you dumb prick.
Yeah. Go back to Germany or Belgium or wherever you're from. Get out of here, you Belgian bastard.
And they eventually get it working.
Yep. And then weird stuff happens.
The Earth disappears.
Weird, inexplicable stuff. And again, once again, I don't know how Hollywood works.
Yeah.
But my impression is they got out the Hollywood whiteboard and they went,
here we go.
Okay, what's some stuff that happens in like a space station sci-fi horror
film? Like an event horizon, like a sunshine.
Exactly, like what happens? Okay, well, we're going to need a guy who gets space madness and he goes crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to need the station starts trying to kill people. Is it sentient or is it haunted or what's happening? We're going to need a bloody, what else happens?
Man filled with worms.
Yes. We're going to need a bloody, we're going to need somebody, is he a double agent? Is he actually evil? We're going to need, and what they did is they got a whole bunch of things and then rather than go, okay, we will take two or three elements that work together and we will build a coherent, cogent storyline out of that. They went, okay, we've got 10.
Yeah.
Just put them all in.
Can we do them all?
It doesn't matter if they all make sense. It doesn't matter if they're contradictory, just put them all in together.
Yeah.
Like, the station is out to get the crew.
Yes.
But not all of them.
Also, some of them it's out to get and then it stops.
Yeah. Oh, actually, one of the other tropes is there's a mysterious new crew member. Where'd you come from? Right. That's
stuck in a wall.
Right. But anyway, so like, Chris O'Dowd's character, like, he cops it repeatedly.
A lot.
The station comes alive and eats his arm.
But
it never eats anybody else's arm, does it?
But also, it doesn't eat his arm as in tear it off and there's blood spewing from it. It's just his arm is clearly probably in another dimension.
Yes.
So it's almost still there. But then, also we should mention, if you haven't seen this, the station intersected with the other station in the parallel Earth.
Yes.
And maybe knocked it out of the sky, crushing it into, let's call it Earth 2.
Yeah, right, sure.
Second Earth. But in the process, one of the people who was on that station got stuck in the original Earth One's wall.
See, elements of it I can buy. Like, if you switch places with this other space station, I could buy the idea that
There'd be
some fusing and we'd get a new crew member or we'd get some data crossover so it looks like one person is going to betray them, but actually they're not or whatever. But just all of these things at once.
Yeah.
So it cuts off his arm.
But it doesn't really because it's just a clean break. And then his arm, they see it crawling up the corridor.
And then his arm is given specialized knowledge. His arm is sentient.
It's so bizarre.
And then it gets specific knowledge about the parallel universe.
Why? Also, that other...
Is that where you keep your memories in your severed arm?
But the other thing is, that other station, with the exception of the girl stuck in the wall, crashed into Earth.
Yes.
So is he floating in space somewhere? Is he stuck between dimensions? Is that what it is?
Yeah, right.
My understanding was the ship was maybe trying to right itself in this new dimension by killing off the crew members that weren't supposed to be there.
I think you've given it way too much.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. But it's not, because it doesn't kill everyone.
And also, that would imply that the ship has become sentient.
Yes.
But we never get any
resolution.
Well,
I didn't think it was the ship. It was just the universe writing itself.
Okay,
That's how I took it. But that still doesn't make sense.
And that implies that the universe can give sentient to someone's hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's also...
And then if we can get rid of Chris O'Dowd, then...
I want to come back to that.
All right. But then he's killed by just like a mag... He's just killed by a magnetic field.
The ship just kills
him. Tears him to pieces with weird magnetic tentacles. None of that happens to anybody else.
No.
Everybody else is fine, except for that woman who's blown out an airlock.
Yeah, the woman who drowned and then blown out the airlock with the ice.
Yes, uh-huh.
Was that the ship, or was she just in an accident?
Or was that somebody trying to kill her? Well, here's the thing, because if it were revealed that the woman, the new crew member, was actively trying to kill them all in order to...
Get the ship to
save her Earth. That would make sense.
Yeah.
But most of this is just a coincidence.
But also, they also do that.
Yeah, but also, it would make more sense if that new crew member was also in the original crew.
Yeah, right.
This would make it... If we
So they'd swapped it and you didn't know they'd swapped.
So it's very rare that I watch a... Because again, I'm not part of the Hollywood system. So it's very rare...
You don't have to keep saying that, Mason. No. Everybody knows you're not in the Hollywood system.
They're very well aware. I'm in a very small hot room in suburbia, in Australia. But like, it's rare that I see a movie and I'm like, I want to dismantle this movie and like rewrite it completely so it makes some kind of sense. But this is one of those movies. It would make more sense if the new crew member was always in the crew, and then they did the dimension hop, And then she's replaced by by the parallel universe version of her.
Maybe they
and
were doing,
she twigs
yes,
that this is a new crew, so she has to kill them all.
Yes.
But then she just tries to kill some of them, and then the sentient ship kills some more of them.
Yeah. And stuffs one with worms.
Okay, yeah, let's go. Okay, this I want to talk about this guy because it why does he cop it twice?
See, what I thought happened with him and what I thought would have been an interesting-ish idea because there's a moment where he's...
He's not near the worms.
He's not near the worms. Well, the worms came...
From the worm farm.
I'm assuming they're the worms from the other dimension.
Yes.
They got stuck in him and their worms jumped to the other dimension.
Yeah, right.
Like they're stuck in the wall.
The only explanation I can think of is that the parallel...
He had so many worms in him.
The parallel universe version of him... got so bored one day that he's like, $100, I will eat anything on the station. But I bet you $100. And they're like, oh yeah, worm farm. And he's like, done. Num, 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 num.
And he's just stuffing them into his eyeballs.
Yeah.
And, into his
and then he's like, what's next? And they're like, you'll never eat the gyroscope that controls the collider. And he's like, we'll see about that. Num, 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 num. But also... And also he gets a bung eye.
Well, I thought what I thought had happened, and this is what I thought was going to be revealed when they cut him open.
Yes.
That they because he also talks to himself in the mirror like he's two different people.
Yes.
And he thinks the Belgium-German guy is a traitor.
Yes.
Which meant I thought part of him is from another dimension.
Yes.
Which means that they'd merge those two personalities. So I thought, and maybe even bodies. So I thought when they cut him open,
his head would be in his stomach.
Yeah, or something like, or they weren't going to find a gyroscope.
Or two sets
of
organs.
Two sets of organs. Like, he's got two rib cages, two hearts, something. But they're just like, no, he has a giant metal ball inside him.
It just disappeared. He wasn't near the gyroscope either.
Well, that must be the gyroscope from the other dimension.
Well, where their gyroscope
I don't know. And you know what? We're going to get a lot of emails and tweets and be like, this is the explanation for all of this.
It's not important. And also, we're also going to go get a lot of tweets. We're going to get a lot of treats.
We're also getting
a lot of tweets because apparently there's like an artificial reality game, like a lead up to it that probably explains all of it. But guess what? It's a movie. I shouldn't have to watch that and play the game and decipher the text and move the little scrolling glyphs to make a code and then get emailed and linked to another thing, to a SoundCloud that gives me a reverse... distress call or whatever that explains everything. I just want to watch the movie because all the people that saw the ad at the Super Bowl and then watched this movie, they didn't get any of that either.
No, of course not.
So that I just want to watch a movie that stands on its own. As a layperson, I can be like, did this make sense? It doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yeah.
And the other thing, okay, let's get back to the arm.
Anyway, I'm pretty sure he ate the...
He may have ate a lot of those worms.
Or he put it up his butt.
So they go back to... the arm guy.
Yes.
The arm... is extraordinarily helpful.
Yes.
And then you never see it again.
What happened to the
arm? They don't go back to it. Ask it questions.
Yeah.
What happened to the worms? Which one of us is evil? Yes. What's going on?
Yep, right?
Just what's going on?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's strange and right, so you should speak to it.
Right?
Speak to the arm.
Yeah.
Why did the ship even...
Do you have any lottery numbers, arm? We want to get back down to Earth, and once we fix the energy crisis, I'd like to be rich.
The other thing is, okay, this is...
Did you make notes?
I made some notes. At the very start, Donald Logue is like, you know...
Surprise cameo.
He does that thing, and they do this in a lot of horror movies, where they Skype in an expert.
Yes.
It's usually Vincent D'Onofrio telling Ethan Hawke that there's a demon in his son or some shit or whatever, right? But... he goes, if you turn on this particle accelerator, you're going to open dimensions and demons and monsters are going to flood the Earth. And they're like, why? And he's like, just trust me.
It's the Cloverfield paradox. We all know about it.
And that exact thing happens.
Yes.
How does he know that?
Yeah.
No math can predict that.
Why isn't he on the station? If he knows what he's talking about.
Look, yeah, I guess they think he's a lunatic.
But he was right.
But like the arm, he has knowledge that nobody else has.
They should have Skyped in with him and been like, hey, Donald Logue. Maybe he's got two sentient arms.
He could have two sentient arms.
That he just wakes up at night and they're just drawing aliens.
Oh, it's ridiculous. So they lose the Earth as well. When they arrive in this other dimension, the Earth is on the other side of the sun.
Yeah, right.
Which means, I don't know, I guess in this universe, the... the rotation of the Earth is different than what it is on the Earth one.
Sure,
it doesn't. It's not yeah. important. Whatever. But they also say to the evil blonde woman,
yes,
before she's evil, we're just going to give you the plans to the ship and how this works, and you can just take that, and then you can fix everything. But war's already broken out, so she decides to kill everybody, and she's going to steal the spaceship or whatever, and fix the Earth. I don't understand why she wouldn't just accept that help instead of trying, like, because in doing so, she ruined everything for herself. And for all she knows, they did not send that information to that Earth too. They just went, fuck them.
Yeah, right.
Like, let them nuke themselves to death, because maybe they're all evil, because that's the only experience we've had with anything from that dimension. Like, that other dimension stuffed a man filled with worms and gyroscopes. Like, why are we saving these people?
Yeah, right,
And then you get the woman who goes, I'm going to go down and live with my family, even though I already live there.
Yes, right.
But then changes her mind at the last minute or whatever. Yeah. I didn't buy any of that.
Yeah.
Like, I just...
It's pretty great, right?
But also because I was under the impression that if I was on that space station, I'd be like, oh, this dimension's actively trying to kill me.
Yeah.
So I don't get it. I don't understand any of this. So they go back to... It's a real Earth at the end.
Yep.
And then they fire up the God particle and it works.
And it works and they've saved the world.
And then they parachute.
Was that the voice of, on the other side of the phone, was that Greg Grunny Grunberg or was it somebody
probably
else?
Probably was.
Probably Grunny Grunny Grunberg, wasn't it?
So what happens? They arrive back on Earth.
Yes.
But lo and behold, there's an 1,000-foot-tall Cloverfield monster.
Correct.
It's probably not the same Cloverfield monster. Apparently there's a lot of Cloverfield monsters on Earth. Was that the impression?
I think there was, we didn't even mention the B plot of the guy driving around and he's found a kid and he's like, I better keep driving. I think we see at least three, maybe.
Right, yeah.
So there's at least three of them.
Yeah. But it also sounds like they're the world over.
Yeah, right.
So, okay. To try and break down what's going on in this universe.
Yes.
This is what I think, and I'm sure a lot of other people probably think the same thing. And they say this exact thing, by opening up the God particle clone paradox machine, whatever
yes.
it was,
uh-huh.
they've ripped holes in time and space and dimension, merging dimensions across the known universe and space and time.
Yeah, right.
So as a result of that, it resulted in a alien invasion in 10 Cloverfield Lane,
which
or may not be related to the other alien thing.
Yes.
And it also opened up a portal in 2008 and set a monster free, a Cloverfield monster free then.
In the first Cloverfield.
In the first Cloverfield. So, right. Because they even mention in this movie that this will ripple through time and space.
Okay.
So these creatures that probably live in other dimensions on Earth have been transported to Earth.
Right.
But does that also mean that people from Earth have been transported to weird monster planet?
Almost certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or filled with worms or
filled
whatever.
Filled with worms, exactly.
I mean, all of the worms went inside him.
So
it wasn't
weird.
Even some of the worms weren't in him.
Yeah.
Every worm.
Yep.
Every worm was in him.
Yeah. And his eyes went crooked.
His eyes went crooked. I don't know. Was that the worms?
Probably full of worms.
Probably full of worms.
Yeah.
There's so many worms
it's
in
so, him. It's like it said, it's so weird that they just went, just chuck all the cliches in. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Like, I'm totally on board with... The station became sentient and tried to kill him.
Yeah.
But just have it try to kill all of them.
Yeah.
Or one of the guys is a traitor and wants to kill him, fine.
Yeah.
Don't throw it all in. It's too much.
But he wasn't a traitor, was he?
He wasn't a traitor. He was just a guy.
He was just a guy.
He was just a guy who's okay at particle physics, I guess.
Yeah.
Who's okay at fixing the world's problems after hundreds of days.
Yeah. What was the woman who said she had to go to space for, she killed her kids, but she had to go to space?
Yes.
Why was it so important that she was there? What did she contribute? Did she invent the God particle?
I don't think so.
She did not.
No.
What was her role? Communications officer? I don't know. She probably had an important role, maybe for something physics. But everybody kept yelling at the German guy.
That's true, yeah.
Like, nobody was like, and you're bad at this too.
Yeah.
It was all like... German fuck, what are you doing? Like,
what were any of them there for? If he's the particle guy...
One of them's the 3D printing gun guy.
Oh, that's a good point, actually. If they need to 3D print some guns. Like, realistically, it could have just been Mr. Belgium,
yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
I know he's not from Belgium. I don't care.
Mason. Yeah. So what do you have a theory about how this universe links together?
Look, I would like to think that all the Cloverfield universes are separate universes.
I think that's still the case.
Yeah. And I think this was a very ham-fisted way just to be like, yeah, this is Cloverfield 1 all over again. This is how this. But I want to see a different, like, there would, Cloverfield and Cloverfield Lane had two different monsters.
Correct.
And I'm fine. That was better. Don't just give me a bigger clover. Yeah, that's dumb.
Is it called a clover?
It's called clover.
Okay.
That monster.
Because the first one was a baby.
Was a baby monster. Yeah. And this is either. Because it was tall enough to go through cloud cover, it's either way bigger or it's on a mountain.
Yeah, I'd say it's on a mountain. Okay, it's on the mountain from Game of Thrones.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Man, what a film, Mason. Got something here, though. I got an email.
Oh, yes.
It relates directly to Cloverfield Lane.
Ooh.
I can't say the name of this person because they signed an NDA.
Ooh.
But a while back, this person saw this movie when it was just called God Particle. And there were rumors that it was a Cloverfield movie at the time, but it wasn't official yet. And it was pretty easy to deduct, this person says, but all the scenes of Ava's husband on Earth after the initial scene at the gas station was added at my screening, as were the references to Cloverfield, the monsters, the slusho bobblehead, etc. The video of Donald Logue was changed a bit, added the bits about monsters demons, but it did give the premise of the particle accelerator could create alternate, could mash dimensions together. Most everything on the station itself was as I originally saw. There were a lot of story elements that were interesting that I want to know more about, but alas, the JJ mystery box BS probably prevented an explanation. It basically ended up being the same, but without the monster coming out of the clouds at the end.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that's the thing. It was very mystery box, wasn't it? Yeah. Just throw in a million different things and see what sticks. Guess what? None of it stuck.
The mystery box in this case was a man stuffed with things you wouldn't expect to be stuffed with.
Ah, so good. See, I would have much preferred that this one, A, was a better movie, and B...
Yeah.
Did not have any particular links to the last two. And then maybe in like three or four movies' time, then we get some sort of unified theory of links. Okay, here's the link and basically here's this node and it connects all the universes and that's the reason these things keep happening or whatever.
If you're going to link him,
yeah,
you kind of got to do it definitively. You can't do this airy-fairy bullshit that you're going to explain it in a virtual reality game that nobody's going to play.
Exactly.
Or whatever. Anyway, I was happy with it being an anthology film where they were all different. And
same.
Were they the same universe or weren't they?
And I would much prefer we never go back. Well, I mean, I kind of would like to go back to maybe Cloverfield Lane. Like post,
sure, yeah.
Where does Mary Elizabeth Winstead go or whatever? But I like the idea that potentially at the end of Cloverfield, that monster has destroyed the whole world.
Right, yeah.
Like that, it's just and like the video is being watched by one dude in a bunker, and he's the only person left on Earth.
Yeah, right.
And everybody else is dead, like that.
And then a big bird gets him.
And a big bird gets him. A big bird.
He's filled with worms.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, breakfast. Yum, 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 yum.
Because every movie has a different alien or monster. Yeah, right. Yeah. And this one's just a big bird.
It's not even a monster, it's just a big pigeon.
And it talks.
It's a big seagull. With one leg.
Yeah. Do you want to hear about Cloverfield 4, which is coming later this year?
Is it set in World War II or
something?
Yeah,
I got the synopsis here.
See, I still have...
Yeah, I mean, because they're sort of separate, they can be still anything.
Yeah.
So
hopefully in anything in this case
means
good.
I don't need an explanation for dimension smashing.
Yeah.
Didn't we also had an explanation for the first one. It came from the Earth or it came from a comet.
It came from space or the sea. It's
and fine. That was fine.
It doesn't matter. It destroyed the world. Who cares?
Yeah. The World War II... It's called Overlord, is it? It's reportedly completed and expected to be released in theaters in March. Sorry, in October. I don't know why I said March then. That doesn't look anything like March. But so they're not going with the Netflix model. Follows American paratroopers dropped behind enemy lines on D-Day, approaching their target on a mission crucial to the invasion's success. The soldiers begin to realize there is more going on in the Nazi-occupied village than a simple military operation, only to find themselves combating supernatural forces as part of a Nazi experiment.
Spoiler alert, it's Clover again, but this time it's 20,000 feet tall.
I thought you were going to say 20,000 BC or something.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? Cool. Does that mean supernatural, as in... like ghosts and spirits.
Sounds a bit
and
Hellboy,
shit.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Or is it like, oh, we just got some aliens?
I think
and
it'll
stuff.
Be that.
We just got some aliens and we made some blue laser guns or whatever.
I think it'll just be, you know what? I think it's just going to be, yeah, vague. I think it'll be a portal. I think it'll be aliens. I think there'll be an old-timey slusho bottle.
Oh, very
somebody
good.
Somebody have a glass bottle that'll have slusho in it.
Very good, yeah.
They're going to bring that in.
I like
in.
That a lot. Is that a Japanese some... thing, though?
I don't think so.
Okay, then. Interesting.
Well, maybe one of the Japanese soldiers will have a slusho.
Not on D-Day. Nowhere near it, Mason.
All right, fine.
You dummy. Don't you know anything about war?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
No, that sounds good to me. We've seen a lot of this in video games of like the Nazis have done a lot of experiments and they've done a bad thing.
Yeah, Wolfenstein.
And we've seen, and there's been like Nazis on the moon, like movies like that. Uh-huh, but I don't think we've ever seen like a mainstream movie like this.
Yeah, right.
Where Nazis are doing experiments. And not I'm talking like Captain America, I'm talking like horror stuff.
Yeah,
have we seen that? Well, not mainstream.
I bet we have. But
yeah,
not,
but not like a mainstream well-known
those
one,
those horror movie weirdos have probably seen it heaps. Yeah. But okay, Simon Pegg and Greg Grunberg... provide vocal cameos as a radio voice and a Joe, respectively.
There you go.
Yeah.
A Joe. What's a Joe?
Joe was the guy. Joe was the guy on the other end of the phone, who was like, "Hey, we sent him back. We sent him back to Earth." And then the guy's like, "Why'd you send him back to Earth? There's monsters, monsters."
The ship was falling apart.
Yeah,
wasn't
right.
It?
Exactly.
They had
I think
to send
so.
Him back to Earth. We didn't have time to tell him about the monsters.
Also, you know, here's a trope that I'm sick of. You know what? Stop building space stations where if you want to separate a part of the space station, you have to be on the side where you die. Yeah. Put the switch on the other side.
On the other side.
So you can just pull the switch and not die.
That makes more sense to me.
Put switches on both sides. So regardless of which section you have to jettison, you don't die.
I've got a question.
Yes?
Where did that water come from? Was it from another dimension? Did they just have a water tank attached to that wall?
Probably that dude was probably full of water.
I bet he was.
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about the guy, talking about when the Asian lady drowned?
Johnny Gyroscope. Yeah, he was probably full of water.
Oh, he was filled with worms.
Yeah, right.
He can't be filled with everything, Mason.
It's true.
There's only so much.
It's three things he could be filled with is ludicrous. Two things is fine.
Two things is fine. Anyway, it's the worst movie ever. It's
for sure.
Easily the worst one.
Oh, absolutely.
I think for me, the second one's my favorite. And this is... some bottom rung shit.
Oh, it's like 4 is going to have to be pretty bad if they even if 4 is very average, it's still going to be
still
number 3.
This.
It's still going to be better than this.
Though I prefer really bad than average. Average is boring.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. So, anyway. Anyway, this was kind of boring also. It was a bit boring. This movie.
Oh, I thought you meant this episode of our podcast.
Yeah, they all are, aren't they?
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know what it's time for.
Well,
if people got thoughts.
Yeah, let us know.
Please let us know.
I think this is a little bit divisive. Yeah. Some people had fun
Some
with
people
it.
Liked it. I know Matt, who does some editing for us, fantastic guy. He loved it. He's a big Cloverfield fan. So,
I think also it might be a case of...
I shouldn't say loved. He liked it.
He liked it.
Yeah.
I think like if you're a lot of your Netflix viewing is switch on the TV and do some other stuff.
Yeah.
I think probably it'd be like, if you tune every couple of minutes,
yeah.
I think you might be like, oh yeah, that looks pretty cool. Yeah.
Just watch Altered Carbon, I guess. Yeah, I've kind of gone off that. I've got one more to go episode and I'm like, yeah, I'll get around to it.
Oh, okay.
So
right.
I've kind of tuned in and out. I'm like, Bancroft is murdered. Who's in the skin?
Well, I just got my internet connection back, so I haven't watched any of it yet, but I'm maybe
because the
watch
cops
it.
Took it, did they?
The cops took my internet connection, yeah.
You were doing too much internet. Too much high-speed internet, Mason.
Too much interneting, yeah.
They won't have that in Australia, will they?
No, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, it's against the law.
It's against the law.
To have high-quality internet in Australia. If they find you've got some, they'll take it.
Yeah. Well, you know what it's time for?
Oh, what are we reading?
What are we going to read?
Mm.
I'm doing the thing. Good Lord, Mason.
Yeah.
You saw, as you turned up here, I'm playing the Shadow of the Colossus remaster.
Yeah, and for the first few minutes of this podcast, there was just a horse whinnying on screen as we did the show.
As we tried not to talk about Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Though we talked a lot about Barnaby Joyce.
We sure did.
Yeah.
So Shadow of the Colossus, which was a PS2 game?
And it was re-released for the PS3, but this is a complete rebuild of the engine.
Right, okay.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, it's an old game, so... The controls are a bit clunky and whatever. And the Colossus are easier to defeat. Not because I have done it before, but also because video games have kind of moved on since then.
So this, so for people who don't know, Shadow of the Colossus, you play a guy.
Yep.
But he has to save his love is
could
dying
his,
or something.
Could be his sister. You don't really
right.
know.
And but in order to do that, he has to defeat the Colossi.
There are 16 Colossi.
And it's just a game that is entirely composed of boss battles, yeah. basically. You just kind of...
run
you
across
ride your
the
horse
landscape.
To
yep.
a, to a, you see a giant monster and you fight
yeah.
it.
And they're all different.
Can you do them in different orders? Or
no.
Nah. Okay, right.
Which is fine.
And they're all big. Like one's a big tree monster and one's a big... Yeah. Wasp, mosquito monster or something. Or
there's
bird.
No mosquito
is there a
monster.
Bird monster.
There is a bird one. There's a couple okay, of fly right. ones uh-huh. That are really cool. I just beat like the sandworm one. It's like a Tremors one.
Ooh.
And as it's coming at you and you're yeah. riding on the horse
yes.
and you turn around, you shoot an arrow into its eye.
Uh-huh.
It's a great game.
It looks pretty
good. It's definitely aged.
Yeah, right.
I like the way the horse controls because...
Well, everything's aged.
Sure. Not yeah. us. I like the way the... not my hair, certainly. I like the way the... I like the way the horse controls because even then it controlled like shit.
Right.
Like a horse. I don't know how a horse controls, but yeah. it doesn't... You don't just point it in direction. It kind of does its own kind of little...
Yeah, right.
And there's a bit of kind of... You got to kind of wrangle it a little bit. It's not uncontrollable, but playing this makes me go, I should play that one where you, the new one, where you control the, you walk around with a bird dog and you're a boy.
Oh,
I wasn't
going to
get that, but now I'm like, I kind of got a taste for this kind of game. So I think I might get it.
What was that one called again?
A boy and his bird dog.
Boy and his bird dog friend. Yeah.
Can't remember.
No, I can't remember either.
Yeah. But I've heard mixed things.
Same.
But I think I might just give it a go.
Well, I got to watch Altered Carbon.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I'm always banging on about that movie, The Man from Earth.
Oh,
it's been brought to my attention. There's a sequel.
Same guy? Same
yes.
cast?
Same cast, yeah.
Really?
So for anybody who doesn't remember, The Man from Earth was a very low budget.
You're going to spoil The Man from Earth here?
No, I'm not going to spoil it. Mm. It's a very low budget sci-fi film, which is set in one location, like a log cabin. And it's all dialogue. There's no special effects. There's no props.
But then it turns out to be a log cabin in space.
Exactly.
It's a space
that's right.
Station.
Exactly.
It's
and everybody's really, filled with worms.
Everyone's filled with worms.
But anyway,
yeah.
but nevertheless, despite the fact there's no special effects and no whatever, it's a sci-fi film.
It's like a storytelling.
It's a storytelling kind of thing. And it's like I've said many times, it's a bit of a wank, but it is like it's an enjoyable film. It's really interesting. If you love a bit of a wank, but if you enjoy a movie that's just kind of. Like, it's well-written.
Yeah.
And, like, they've used the limitations of we have no budget and whatever.
There is literally no budget.
There's no budget. Yeah. So, but here's this story. Anyway, it's a movie that garnered a lot of attention because it was released on BitTorrent. And the creators were like, all right, have at it.
Oh, really?
Just as long as people are watching it kind of thing. And so now they've done a sequel. And it's basically they've done it again. They've actually... personally released it on BitTorrent and whatever, and they're basically saying, and like it's on Vimeo I think as well,
okay.
and they're like, if you like it, pay for it.
Okay,
so I'm gonna check that out. Yeah. So this is a sequel to that.
I think I paid for the last one.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Anyway,
did we buy that? I don't remember.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm hoping it's good as well.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, our listeners have been like, hey, you know how you're always banging on about that movie?
You're dumb.
Well, the sequel's out. Yeah. Surprise.
Is it good?
The new one? I don't know. I haven't watched it yet.
No, I know, but we heard it's good.
No, I haven't heard anything.
Ooh.
That being said, if you haven't watched the first one, don't look it up.
Yeah.
Just watch it. I think it's one of those movies that if you know the premise,
yeah, it kind of
spoils
it
a bit. Yeah.
Oh, they reveal the premise fairly early on.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's better just don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that everything there? What we're going to read?
I think so. And what comics are out this week? Anything
exciting? I don't know.
Doomsday Clock? Is that that's still going,
I don't
right?
Because it's every 2 months.
Yeah, I think they've
so,
delayed that, yeah.
Yeah, so
Mr. Miracle's still good.
Oh, I got to read that. I'm behind
it's
one.
Good.
Yeah.
There's, you know what, we've talked about Black Hammer.
Yeah.
By Jeff Lemire.
I'm
there's a
Black Hammer,
there's a spin-off series about one of his villains. It is called what's it called?
I don't know. Well, you're asking me.
Yeah, I'm asking you.
But I don't know.
Okay.
Because I've never
like,
heard of this.
It's called like what's his name?
Is it like, isn't there like a Red Skull-esque
yeah,
villain
like,
in it?
Yeah, it's like Shakespeare. His name's like Shakespeare Frankenstein. I forgot.
Okay, right.
But it's really good as well. It's the origin of that
okay.
guy. I'm looking it up before.
I want to also mention that Auntie Donna are doing a US tour.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
People should definitely go and see them. If you're in the US, they're going to a lot of major cities.
Yeah.
They have a podcast on our Planet Broadcasting Network.
They do. It's very good.
It's very good. But they are absolutely bloody cracking, mate. And they've also got a new web series that's going at the moment. It's songs
it's
off their
Auntie Donna the album
the
yeah.
album but yeah if you just look up any of their stuff online it's very good. So if you're in the US and you want to see some good Australian comedy, and I use that term
and where's this gonna go?
No, I mean because there isn't really a lot of good Australian comedy mainstream stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then not quite mainstream, then probably right, then that's right true. On the cusp. But no, if you can, you know, if you're if you're in the US,
yep.
they are well worth checking out.
Oh, absolutely, for sure. Mm. And their podcast.
And their podcast.
And their various videos on YouTube.
Yeah, definitely.
There's one called, the one that I missed, it's called Jambalam.
Yes.
It's about a Blue Apron style, hey, use this app and get our super vegan salads. It escalates
good, yeah.
very quickly. It's
yeah,
very good.
It's very
okay. The comic book I'm thinking of, it's called Sherlock Frankenstein and the Legion of Evil.
Oh yeah,
it's
basically I just found it just then. Yeah,
it's bloody. Okay. It's bloody. Anyway, Black Hammer's great, and the spin-off's great. And there's going to be another spin-off soon, I think, called Doctor Star.
Okay.
Which is like a riff on Starman, which is my favorite superhero of all time.
You love Starman. So
check that out. I think.
Would you marry him?
Starman.
Yeah. You don't have to, mate.
Well, probably not. Yeah. Okay, he's got a kid. That's a lot of responsibility.
That's true. It's a lot to take on.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But that's all right. If you're a real man, Mason, you'd be okay with it.
Oh, no. I'm not. Okay. You want to do letters?
Let's do it.
All right.
I said, let's do
the
it.
The classic one was letters, oh, letters. We love you. Some letters, they're only a day.
We're going to do letters. I don't mind saying it.
Yes.
I don't mind saying that we're going to do letters. If you want to reach the show, you can hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Get through a few of your Twitter questions. Also, you can email Mason, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Yes.
And he's on that Gmail like white on rice.
Correct. Unless it's brown rice.
Yeah, that's true.
Brown rice. Basmati rice. That's white. Martin M. has written in. He's wondering, in light of the critical panning of the Cloverfield paradox.
Yes.
It's divisive. What are some of you guys' most anticipated sequels that ended up being super disappointing?
Oh.
Also, do you think the franchise still has a future, or will their business model of taking unproduced scripts and throwing into the Cloververse produce more bad films?
It's very possible.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get a bit of a mixed bag from the going forward on Cloverfield
for sure.
films.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to go, do you reckon after this they're going to go back to, hey, let's maybe write a script from the ground up again? Remember we did that back in the day? We wrote one.
Those were the days.
We wrote one. We didn't just buy one off the shelf
from
some idiot.
So sometimes that works out really
well. You know what we could do?
What could we do?
Is we could buy a script after we read it to determine if it's good or not.
Okay. You're saying some things, but I don't like it.
No,
Mason.
It would be bad, wouldn't it?
I'm just Googling worst movie sequels because this is easy.
Here's
to make
one that I that look, and I maybe I've mentioned this show before. I love the film Ocean's 11 remake.
Oh, right. Yeah.
One
yeah,
of my absolute favorites at the time. It was so good.
It was one of
and
the
when,
best.
When Ocean's 12 came out, I gathered everybody I'd ever met, and I'm like, let's pack out a cinema.
Wait a minute. I wasn't there.
Nah,
no,
you
I
were
was
probably
there.
There.
I was there.
And I'm like, let's pack this out. Let's all go see Ocean's 12.
Yeah.
And I've never asked a group of friends to do anything ever again, to be perfectly honest. Like, because I was burned so bad by that film.
It wasn't that bad.
It was really
it
bad.
Was really bad.
Really
it was
bad.
Very bad.
So
it was not a good film. It was, yeah. I don't know why they made that movie as bad as they did.
Because they were all having a great time.
I once
did it. It was Clunes and Damon and Brad Pitt.
They just wanted to drink in Europe.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Actually, when I was in Amsterdam, Mason, I've traveled a bit. I don't mind telling you. I don't like to talk it up too much, but I'm a man of the world.
He does.
And
shut up about it.
We went to one of the places we visited was like, this is where they shot this scene from Ocean's 12. And I'm like, who gives a shit? Why would you even stop here? Like, this
wow.
I was really annoyed by it.
Did you get to go on a flying fox?
In Amsterdam?
Yes.
What do you think Amsterdam is?
Is it not a giant fun park? Now, isn't one of the characters like zipping on like a zip line?
I don't remember.
Okay, never mind. Never mind.
I think they got rid of the giant flying fox, Mason.
No, that's a shame. That's
yeah,
a shame.
It's not a town where that happens.
Right.
Other things happen, but not that.
Mm.
What's some worse sequels, though?
The Iron Man sequels.
Yeah, they're I don't
bad.
Like them. I was thinking about them today, actually, how I don't like them.
Yeah, right?
They're not good.
We should, I feel we, just in our private lives, on this podcast and our private lives, we reminisce over bad stuff too much.
We do.
I'm always thinking about those movies. I should watch a better movie and stop thinking about them.
A lot of my 20s was defined by watching bad things with you.
Yeah, right? That's true. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Did you ever see Blues Brothers 2000?
I never did.
Yeah, I never. See, a lot of these, I'm like, it's like Jaws 4. And I'm like, I've sort of seen Jaws 4.
Yeah, right.
I remember quite liking it as a kid. Indiana Jones 4, obviously. Yeah, for sure. Spider-Man 3, Matrix sequels. We've done an episode on this, surely.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see Speed 2? I never saw that one.
Yes.
And?
It's bad.
Yeah, shock of all shocks.
Yeah, right.
But like, it's
but you know what? Now, in 2018, it's probably even worse. It's
probably, yeah, because it wouldn't have aged well. Because no, it wasn't good at the time and it wouldn't have got better.
We must have done a bad sequels episode.
Yeah, I'm sure we have. Sure. Yeah.
In a way, this was a poor choice of letter for me to choose.
Yeah, but that's some other good stuff in it.
I'm not going back.
That's some other good stuff in it, Mason.
Do you think they're going to, do you think this franchise still has a future?
Yeah.
Just write a new
definitely.
Film.
Definitely. Yeah.
Get whoever wrote the last one.
Yeah.
The first one, rather. And just
Get
anybody. Get somebody to write a film.
Get anybody to make anything. That's fine.
If you could. Just don't get whoever wrote the last one to write a new one. That's all I ask. It's a narrow field, but I think you can avoid it.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's what a wild ride. I got a tweet here, Mason, if you don't mind.
No, please.
What do we got here? This is from Ben. # Weekly Planet Pod. Mm. Way back in episode 127, you said the Defenders were almost certainly going to appear in Infinity
Wait,
War.
Wait, who, me?
No, it's to me. So
okay, right.
They haven't been announced. Do you still think that? No, I don't.
No, absolutely.
There's been some...
I mean, you have to recall, that was way back in episode 127.
That was nearly 100 episodes ago. That was nearly 2 years ago. I think that was also at a time when it looked like they weren't all feuding internally
or
whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, right.
So, no, I don't.
That's a real shame.
That is a shame. I think that's a missed opportunity. But, I mean, it seems like it's going to be a jam-packed movie regardless. This is what we just talked about this last week. See, we make some really good predictions there's this shit.
That's
what we say.
But, man, that would... I just want 30 seconds.
Yeah, it wouldn't take much.
30 seconds just like... That's just some Thanos troops or whatever roll into Midtown.
Yeah.
And they're like, but the Avengers are over here. And then you just see like the Defenders crack their knuckles and they're like, all right, we're gonna
let's
smash them. That would be so much fun.
But then they're not doing that though, are they?
No, they're absolutely not going that. But I'm going to imagine it.
Yeah.
If somebody could produce a short film where that happens and then we can splice it in later.
Only original actors.
Yeah, if you
from
could,
the series,
if
yeah.
you could get
we
them
don't
all.
Want some fan shit.
No, that's right. We want all the actors and their costumes.
Yeah,
yeah. If you could,
you don't have to put Iron Fist in it.
No, he's probably busy.
He's probably not busy.
No.
Yeah. So I don't think that. Do you have another letter, or I can do another tweet?
No, I do not have another letter. Okay. You can get another letter.
No worries. This is from another Ben. Two
Ooh.
Bens. Different Ben, though. # Weekly Planet Pod. I recently read online past plans for a 90s Black Panther film with Wesley Snipes. How interested would you be to see this movie? If only for a cameo of him as Blade, while also playing back Black Panther in the same movie.
I see, right.
Wow, what a world.
Yeah.
I'm glad that didn't happen.
For sure.
Yeah. I didn't love the new one. I like a lot of it, but it seems like even the technological side of it and the design aspect of Black Panther is worth it alone.
Yeah.
For this new one, which we'll talk about next
week. Oh, yeah,
for
sure. Yeah. I think it would be incredibly difficult to give us the aesthetic of the incredible technological city of Wakanda in the 90s. Like, absolutely never would have worked.
No, it wouldn't have.
Gross.
Yeah.
Maybe they wouldn't have shown it. Maybe it's just him arriving in America. I think they probably would have just done him arriving in America.
Yeah. Do you think he would have done an accent? Or do you think he would have just been growly Wesley Snipes?
Good question. Has he ever done an accent? Ever in his life?
I remember in some movie where he plays an assassin, he does an Eddie Murphy impression.
Pretty cool.
So maybe he does the whole thing as Eddie
so
Murphy
maybe,
in coming to America.
Maybe... he's prepared for his mission to the United States by watching Eddie Murphy raw and delirious. And then he's got the accent.
He's taking that on, yeah.
He's got some real opinions about a lot of stuff.
That's it. I am fascinated by these old comic book movies they didn't make. I find that stuff really interesting. But
yeah,
like I want to see them from the perspective of, oh, that would be interesting, but I don't want them to... Like, I'm happier that they make better stuff now.
Yeah, right.
Comparatively, so, yeah. Speaking of crap stuff from the 90s.
Hello.
Our caravan of garbage this week is an animated origin of Black Panther and the Fantastic Four.
I was just
going to
mention that, yeah.
And we both loved it, so it's well worth Ben edited it. He's editing at the moment. I haven't seen it yet, but I bet he did a bang up bloody job.
It'll
be out Tuesday, and it'll be on the Patreon a little bit earlier. But is it good, Mason? Just quick up top. Is it? It's got. I mean, it's got classic characters. It's got all your Fantastic Fours. It's got Wakanda. It's got Claw. It's got sonic weapons. We see just amazing technological.
And your question is:
Is it good?
No, it's bad. It's very bad.
But it's funny. I mean,
oh, yeah,
it's
for sure.
It's a funny episode.
Oh, yeah.
Of this, I mean, I'm not saying we're funny in it. I'm saying the episode itself is.
I mean, not deliberately. It's not deliberately
not
funny.
Not deliberately funny.
It's not funny.
But it is funny. Anything else before we wrap it up?
No, that'll do it.
Okay, excellent. Next week, we will be talking about Black Panther. So if you've got any opinions on them, please tweet them in or email them in.
Here's one last letter. This is from David. David Oliver Smythe.
Thanks a lot, David.
Look, I think we've sort of answered this before, but I would like to put this one out to the listeners. He was wondering what classic comic book characters you'd like to see in their own movie. The examples he's given is Flash Gordon, Buck Rogers, Phantom, Mandrake the Magician, etc. And I've said in the past, multiple times, that era is over.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a good one.
We haven't seen a good one.
We haven't seen a good one. That's the end of that sentence. I was looking for an end of the sentence, but there it is, the full stop. But if there's a more obscure one, maybe if you want to throw out some...
John Carter.
No, that didn't work, did it?
No.
Have you read Planetary?
Yeah, I have. I think I have.
It's a Warren Ellis book, and it's about... It's a Warren Ellis comic book, and it's about this team called Planetary who they uncover the secret history of the world, and the secret history is like the secret history of like comic books and pulp heroes and whatever.
Okay,
it's really good, and they do sort of the first issue is kind of a riff on like all the old pulp heroes. Anyway, it's a good series. You should bloody check that out if you ask me.
Is it free?
No, you have to pay money for it.
Oh, Mason, I'm not made.
I have a copy of it somewhere. I'll get it.
Mason, I'd rather not touch something that you've been reading.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Me neither, now that I think about it.
Oh, maybe I will just buy this right now, actually. I think I will.
Yeah, get it.
Great, Mason. That's good. Okay.
Anyway,
what's the question? Are they going to bring them back?
Anyway, I guess... Sorry?
Are they going to bring them back?
No, my question to the listeners, if you can think of a more obscure, like a character that you think would work, modern day reinterpretation of a character, because I'm pretty sure they've attempted all these multiple times and they've never worked, but there's got to be one, I think. But anyway, what I was going to say is I would like to see a Planetary movie because it does kind of do a riff on that sort of stuff.
Yeah, right.
But it's not. So you have you can sort of reminisce about it and think about it, but you don't actually have to deal with the crapness.
The crapness. I think you could do a almost Mystery Men style Avengers film out of them. Just make it more of a comedy and make him kind of just make it fun and just do it like that and make it more comedy than. Instead of trying to make it gritty and real or like The Avengers, do a straight comedy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that could totally
work.
That might work.
So, or just, you know, don't do it at all.
Oh, yeah, also that.
But that's the show for this week, Mason. And you know what we say at the end of every show?
What do we say?
You say, sorry.
Oh, I say some things. Okay, we're not going to say it all in unison this time?
We can.
No, I dare not.
What if I go back and I re-edit me just talk saying exactly as you say it?
That'd be so good.
It'd be too much
in harmony.
I'd love to do it, but I just won't.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to reach the show, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp. We've got our audio commentaries there. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. If you want to chuck in a buck, any amount helps. If you want to chuck in a buck or $2, we haven't said this in a while, but like if you're thinking about donating, just donate the amount of money you wouldn't notice if you dropped it. Like,
exactly.
If a dollar fell out of your pocket and you wouldn't notice, give us a dollar.
Yes.
That would be nice. Keeps the lights on in here.
You get some early stuff. You get some commentaries when we do them.
Yeah, nice.
We could actually do a commentary.
You get the sweet satisfaction.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
of what? I don't know.
You don't have to.
You sure don't.
Because
that's
we don't
true.
Really promise anything.
No,
on
that's
there.
True. Yeah. Also, you can click through the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description if you want to click through, buy some Amazon stuff.
Yep.
They have everything for some reason.
Correct.
And are we going to kick back for some reason?
For some reason, we do.
We do.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
We have t-shirts on tpublic.com. Love seeing them in the wild.
We do. Yeah,
always
that's great.
Great.
Have you seen any more in the wild?
No, but I did meet a Weekly Planet listener in a crab restaurant.
Really?
A couple of days ago.
What were you?
Katie's Crab Shack.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did this person say to you?
He said, "Hey, are you Nick Mason?"
And you said?
Nah. No, I said yeah. Or maybe he said Weekly Planet. I can't remember. Legal name.
He said, "Are you Weekly Planet?"
"Are you Weekly Planet?" And I said, "Yes, I am." I said, "Listen, Weekly Planet's my father's name. You can just call me...
Nick Mace.
Nick Mace. Johnny Planets.
Do people not know that this podcast is named after your dad?
No, it's a mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's great stuff. That's everything. Where are we going with that? Oh, your t-shirts on tpublic.com. That's about it. Thank you for listening, everybody. That's always number one.
There's usually a Weekly Planet clip on the YouTube channel every Thursday and a Caravan of Garbage on Tuesday. So there's a bit of bonus stuff if you can.
You're a real aficionado.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's everything.
That is.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Grab that gem, you guys. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.